This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi, guys.
Why did your balls
It sounds
drop?
Like five guys. I could do with a burger. Hi guys, so I'm Richie Swan and I'm sat here with Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard. And together we are a girl and a gay in the gym.
Okay, yeah, so this week we decided that we would just have a little chin wag and a little catch up and a little review of some stuff that we touched on in series one, but we haven't talked about as much in the last couple of series. So if you haven't listened back all the way to series one,
then get it done now.
Yeah, need a word.
Have a word.
Okay, so one thing that you were talking about before was you were talking about your client Yaz not knowing.
Oh God, Yaz.
Self-sabotage.
So Yaz is fabulous, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like hysterical. Loves a bevy. In fact, loves tweet out. Loves it. Loves everything in life.
That's why you two get on.
It is. But we were talking and she's got this goal because it's the 30th coming up and she's like getting dead frustrated because she wants to get to a goal. And I was like, babe, listen, you've got no accountability in your life. You just don't know how to say no. We're all guilty of this. I'm terrible for it as well. So we were going through a food. And food wasn't too bad, to be fair. She did eat out of it a few times. We're like, but then I was like, babe, what about your drink? And she was like, yeah, but drink. You know, just drink. I'm like, just because you don't chew it doesn't mean it hasn't got calories.
That's funny, that, isn't it?
Yeah. But so she had sat in with her mates. So Holly, Amy, and I think it might have been Becky as well. Had two bottles of wine each.
Each?
Two bottles of wine each.
That's impressive. And I'm not mad, I'm just impressed.
Six shots of limoncello. So when I Googled it, I was like, babe, you're bad. Just in drink, not an else throughout the day, just in your drink, 2,000 calories nearly.
Just in ale.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, she doesn't do it every night of the week, I'm hoping.
Talk to Frank.
Yeah, ask Frank, don't ask me. Hey, Frank's my dad. I'll give you my dad's number. Ask off, Frank. No, but yeah, I was gobsmacked. I was like, babe, that's like way over your daily calories just in your drink.
It is mad, isn't the way, like, it's just stupid things like that you don't even think about and you do, like, self-sabotage. So we went out, didn't we, like, without realising how many drinks you'd have in such a short... You know when you're gabbing and you don't notice, someone goes like, oh, do you want another? Do you want another? Do you want another? And you don't notice. You know, you can be dead accountable all week and you can say to you, go to your PTs or you go to your training sessions, go to your classes, and you're like, yeah, I'm on it. Like, I'm doing this, that, and the other. And then something in your day could go like a tiny bit wrong, or, you know, you could feel a bit like shit, or you could be due on, or you could have an argument with your fella or your girlfriend or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you turn around and go, oh my God, self-pity, self-pity, self-pity. Give me everything. Give me all the calories. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to do this, that, and the other. And sometimes it's that accountability when you say, okay, well, let me just stop for a minute. Let me think what I'm doing. And do I actually need to make myself feel better with that? Is that the thing that you reach to when in reality...
Well, it makes me feel better.
I know, babe.
I love it. When I go on a Wednesday night to Chabba Chabba.
Every Wednesday.
And I get my red curry and my couple of bottles of Asahi. I go, I feel better and I've worked hard and I deserve that.
What time do you have your tea on a Wednesday?
And then I punch myself in the face and go, whoa, you've ruined it again. And then I go to Colin, why did you let me eat that? It's your fault. You're going to have a fat fella.
Tyrone. do you eat out too much, do you think?
Yeah,
then?
I know I do.
How many times a week?
But once in the week and then all weekend.
How many times on the weekend?
It could be breakfast, lunch and tea.
Don't lie.
I am actually lying, not every week, but that can happen a couple of times a month.
I used to eat out well more before I had the baby, but you know now, if like I'm on my dinner break,
Why are you shaming me?
I've got to get, no, but I mean, just because now I'm too busy, I haven't got time to go.
So you're judging me because I've got a life and you're fucking busy. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because I've got a baby and you've got a fucking social life.
I'm only messing.
No, but it's true. Like, I think you can busy yourself in a way that stops you from doing it. But for you, like, that is your social life, isn't it? Going out to have something to eat.
Yeah, I don't
but
go
you
out,
don't have
go
to go out,
out,
out
town,
and... In, but you're not overweight. You're not even close to it. You're still in boshy. I know you don't always feel like you're better, but you could be better, but you know, to anyone looking at you, you are in good shape.
In better shape.
Exactly, but then that's your balance, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? If you gave up going out for your tea.
Jabba Jabba's my therapy. So anyway, right, let's get back to cocktails. So we were saying we were out the other day and it's dead easy to go over, isn't it? Because how many cocktails could you have in a night?
I think, honestly, I probably had about 8 or 9.
Wow. Okay, so picture this. So I'm going to name a couple of cocktails and you guess the calories in them.
Okay.
In a Cosmopolitan.
Oh, I think that's low. I'm going to say...
Oh, you're a cocktail maker. You'll know this because you know all the
ingredients. I think...
She used to be a cocktail maker, didn't she?
200.
161.
Ooh, I was going to say 150
so
as well.
That is one of the better ones, but even still.
Yeah, do you know why it's Cosmos one of the better ones though?
Because it's got nothing in it, just vodka.
Yeah, and the drink is tiny as well, so it's two swigs
like
and
two
a ta-da.
Mouthfuls. But even if you, how easy would it be to have 10 in a night or whatever, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's especially if someone else is paying.
Well, that's 1,600 calories.
Do you know what though, babe? I allow myself 1,700 a day sometimes and I'd rather have them in Cosmopolitans than a Mackey's, okay. Would you?
Well, I'd rather, yeah. I'd rather just double up and starve the next day. okay, so an Aperol Spritz.
No, I knew this because you favorite. Told me 200.
Oh, God, we're meant to be playing a game.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I don't know. God, 200.
I hate you. Okay, 200. Now, I could quite easily, when we went out last year, wasn't it, after our first series, went out, we went for something to eat.
Oh.
And Gemma and Ben, the producers, come back to where I was.
Oh, I hated you all so much that day.
Yeah, you were pregnant.
Oh.
And we were absolutely rotten. Now, I must have had, because we were in Vincenzo's, right? We went for dinner, didn't we? Lunch. We had loads. I think I must have had 5 Aperol Spritz then.
Yeah, you were paralytic.
I was rotten. We then went back to mine and we had a bottle of wine, a couple of bottles of wine, maybe a couple more bottles of wine. Anyway, it got to the point where we were like, oh my God, we're starving. So we phoned Vincenzo's again to go back for dinner.
No, you never.
But we were ringing and ringing. So we found out Vincenzo's on a Sunday shuts early because we were literally ringing it obsessively for about 15 minutes over and over and over. So we ended up having to go to Eating Place next door because it's the closest place to walk. So we then went to Eating Place for dinner and then we went back to mine for more drinks. I think I must have had 3,000 calories
in
plus. Plus.
Easy.
Yeah, so and I dropped a bottle out the fridge and it smashed and cut my foot.
But you didn't feel it after fucking 9 bottles of wine, my love.
Oh God, the next day weren't nice. So a strawberry daiquiri.
I'm gonna say more. I think 280.
219.
God.
Close.
Damn it.
Close, but no cigar. And a pina colada.
Oh, heavy. Loads of cream and shit
is that,
like
what's
that
in a pina colada?
It's like half and half, which is milk and cream. It's got pineapple juice, coconut rum, I think.
So it's quite heavy then. How many would you say in that?
I'm going to say like 350, 400 calories.
314.
But I am all right at this game, aren't I? You are all right at this game. I'm not great, but I'm not bad.
But do you know what you've just told me then? What surprises me, right? A pina colada has got 13.5 grams of sugar in it. An Aperol Spritz has got 20 grams. I would have thought the pina colada would have.
Don't lie.
That's mad, isn't it? So there's more sugar in the Aperol Spritz than the pina colada.
You know what you're best drinking? Just a vodka Diet Coke, aren't you?
So, well, that's
save
what our
calories.
Whole point is. We're coming up to summer. We're all going to be going out. We've worked all winter to try and get in shape for the summer.
I feel like in the summer, though, don't you just want like an ice cold Copperberg over loads of ice?
Oh, or what's it? Strawberry recordling.
Oh, yeah. An ice cold cider.
Oh.
Oh, nice Frosty Jacks. No,
so what we're saying is, You've just trained, right? Christmas feels like an eternity ago now, doesn't it? We're in March.
It is weird,
the clocks
isn't it? It
go forward
so
in two or 3 weeks, is it?
I know, you can tell it's getting sunny.
Dead
nice.
Sunny. It feels great out, but this is where we lose everything. We drop it and we go, oh my God, forget it. We are having a good time.
I think you're getting like that mindset. You're either, if you live in Liverpool, you're either like, right, I'm going to the races, so I need to be on it.
Oh, don't.
Races. Or you think, fuck, it's nearly Easter.
Well,
it's nearly Easter. What we could say is, you know, like over the next couple of weeks, if you feel like, because I do think it's the time of year when it goes like, when there's a change in anything. So people say like, when Mercury's in retrograde, like everything goes off track. You go all chocker, don't you?
Yeah.
I was reading today about it and it says like electrical things. So it's when Mercury looks like it's moving away from us.
It speeds up, but it makes it look like it's moving away and it affects all the water and the energy balance in your body.
So emails don't send or something?
Well, I tried to do a bank transfer today.
And it got rejected because you were overdrawn.
Yeah. And it was saying, you've got no money, am I? You lying? No. It took 2 hours for me to get my passcode to do it. So it was like fuming. So that's got to be Mercury. Yeah.
Mercury, I'm telling you. But the things like we say, like, oh, anyone gets a bit chocking now, and you say, like, oh my God, babe, it's because Mercury's in retrograde, or babe, it's because I'm due on, or babe, because this is happening, that's happening. Like, let's just bring it back and go, okay, like, we're not victims to it. We all live quite lovely lifestyles, if we're being realistic. If you're sat at home in your nice house listening to a podcast, chances are things aren't too bad. So if your biggest problem at the moment, though, is the thing that you just want to lose a few pounds, then just start making those tiny little changes through the week.
Mm.
That'll help you then at the weekend.
Or like we've just said then, now we're aware, we've had 2,000 calories a night in limoncello and wine, yes. Knock the lemon, you don't need, like what do you get out of six shots
of lemon? Knock the limoncello on the edge,
yes. Do you need to have six shots of limoncello?
No.
Is it just because you'll want to get absolutely paralytic and just be
so
like...
So instead of having two bottles of wine and all those shots of lemon...
Sip it, don't gulp it, and knock the shots in the head.
Get a pint glass, loads of ice, single shot of vodka, 70 cals, fill it up with Diet Coke, sip it.
Yeah.
Or 70 cals.
And if you, and if it's your mates, just get new mates.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. So, like we said, we talked about summer coming up and all that. We're 9 weeks into the new year now.
And I can't believe how fast this year is
going. I know, hasn't it? Mm. And the classes have been chocker for us, haven't they?
Yeah.
Groups, PT, everything really busy. Everyone's been on, literally the foot down on the pedal, isn't it, given everything. But this is the point now where everyone starts dropping off.
Yeah, I think like when there's, it's not, nothing's like impending. Is that a word? Impending, yeah. No, what I was trying to sound, it clever, it just sound like a dickhead. You know, like when you've not got like a holiday, or like there might not be something. Like one of my clients, Claire, she's like on one because she's getting married in May. So like this is like for her like the most like intense time.
Yeah.
But for everyone else, like I can see they'd be like more likely to like go out for the tea, or they're less asked about hiding the story from me on Instagram. Do you know?
But do you know why that is? I think as well, like everyone feels crap after Christmas and coming into New Year. They're all over indulged for 2 weeks. Like we've been talking about calories then, to lose 1 pound a week, you have to be 500 calories deficit a day, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So 3,500 a week. How easy is it to go that £4 over Christmas? Do you know what I mean? Drinking every day, eating every day. You're having chocolate for breakfast. Do you know what I mean? And I think it takes a lot of people a good 7 weeks, 8 weeks to get back to where they were pre-Christmas.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do now kind of start to feel a lot better.
Yeah, so I think it's just they're back to pre-Christmas and they're like, rather than maintain it and go, oh, let's keep going, and they go, fuck it, let's have a good time.
But then that's where you've got to be like, okay, if you've got a goal in mind, or it's something that you want in the future, or a way you want to feel, and you're on it and you're doing it and blah, 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 then boss. But if you're happy and you're exercising, you're training, and you are actually genuinely like, do you know what? I might not be a perfect size 8. I might have cellulite on the back of my legs. There might be something that I don't like. But how my life is right now, I'm dead happy. That to me is more important. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think so that's where you've got to find that balance.
Have you fell off track since we've started the year?
I think I was stricter when I wasn't working.
Yeah.
When I was still on maternity, I was definitely stricter. But I make more excuses for myself. Like, definitely. Like, if I don't train with you, I do not train.
So, on average, how many times are you training a week?
Only the ones I do with you.
Yeah.
So, we'll do two weight sessions
spin,
with
aren't you.
You
as
yeah,
well?
But only the ones I go to with you, because I know that you'll pick on me like you did the other day, carries on shopping.
I know, I couldn't help it.
You were really
nasty.
I
knew you had a hangover still.
You were really nasty. It was out of order. I thought I was going to cry when you turned the lights off. But I think, like, yeah, if I feel a bit tired, or like, I don't know, I know we've got a holiday coming up, but in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, well, it might get cancelled because of coronavirus anyway. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I think I'm enjoying life that much at the moment, and I feel like I've got a bit of a balance.
Do you find
I could definitely be leaner, but...
Yeah, Joe, before you had the fuck off, leaner, you messing, you're tiny. You've got lines.
No, I just said that to you,
Taylor. I know you did.
No,
you did. fishing for compliments. So needy. So what I was going to say was, now you're a mum, do you know when you're in the past when people have gone, oh, listen, I've had to get the baby ready, the baby, you're up all night, are you going, oh, shit, I was really harsh on them because I actually feel the same now? Or
looking back now, I'm a lot more, like, forgiven with, like, I used to have a lot of clients turn up, like, dead late, you know, like, mums turn up and they'd be, like,
and go, oh,
late,
the kids wouldn't let me get ready.
And I'd be like, come on, don't take the piss, blah, blah, and now I'm like, God love her.
Oh,
and like sometimes I can see it in their eyes. Like I am lucky that Lola is half a decent sleeper. She only kicks off in the night if she's like not well or teething, but she's all right.
I don't know if I'm allowed to take this story, so tell me if it's a bit too harsh. But I've got this client who, she's got two kids and she's hysterical. I'm not going to say her name. And the kids come training with her.
Mm.
And obviously just sit there on their iPad or watching whatever. And one night they've got all upset. They must have seen something. They've gone, we don't want you to die, mum. Got really upset about the mum dying. Do you know, like kids do?
Aww.
Just, and she went, oh, and she obviously reassured them. She's like, but that's why I go to the gym. Like, when I go to the gym, that's it, just to make them feel better, what to understand. And then one day they were getting ready and they were running late. And she went, do you want me to die? I am going there so I stay alive for you. I was like, you never. I couldn't help it. You were driving me mad.
That's terrible. Do you know what, though? It is a lot. I do think it's a lot harder to get there. And it's a lot harder to, like, push yourself. I do think it's an extra thing to, like, the kind of, like, consumes your mind. So, like, what this time, like, 2 years ago might have been, like, it was so important for me to make sure I was on that diet, and it was so important for me to make sure I get to that class. Now I'm like, oh, well, if I can get there, if I can't, don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean? And that's how it is. But until I'd lost the baby weight, I was still like, no, any excuse or any like way I could get myself there, I would get myself there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I had terrible guilt about that as well, though.
About not training?
No, about the leaving the baby.
About, so your guilt was about the baby?
Terrible. I still do. All the time. I think, like, you do feel guilty. You don't want to go to the gym when you think, oh, no, I should be doing something nice with the baby. And then, like, you know, you see Mother Earth on Instagram. Like,
yeah, but we've just been talking about this. Don't compare.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes
she's not going to show you the pictures of the baby in a dirty nappy still and not washed. Do you know what I mean?
House of show.
They're only going to put up the best things. So Mother Earth is only showing her best sides.
But that's exactly the same with everything else, isn't it? So, like, no one is always on the diet, no matter who they are, how good the body is. They don't constantly look like that. Like, Kendall Jenner put the most amazing bikini pictures up this week, and she, like, and I feel like the whole of the country just put the fork back down and put the skips back in the bin.
Do you know what my mum put?
Back in the bin. Where's it got them out the bin?
The skips back in the bin. The skip is the bin, isn't it?
No, like, I meant the crisps. I know what you mean. The ones that melt.
Okay, so my mum posted this video on Instagram the other day. No, it was Facebook. But it goes with what we're...
I was going to say, your mum got Instagram.
No, well, she has, but she doesn't know how to use it. But I play it now, and it's going on about what we're talking about now, about being the perfect mum and stuff like that.
If I were a young woman now, I'm not sure how I'd cope. With all the things that you have, the opportunities, the technology, I'd like to think it could be a world of pleasure.
But I fear instead it would only be a world of pressure. Pressure to be the perfect mother, the perfect wife, the perfect friend.
Pressure to be successful, a boss, a leader.
If I had my time again, I wouldn't create a to-do list. I'd create a to-don't-do list.
I'd give myself the time to indulge in the things that I now understand are the most important.
What I wouldn't give to extend those goodnight kisses instead of moaning about having to get up early in the morning.
Oh. What I wouldn't give for an extra second of cuddling my babies before they became too big to hold.
What I wouldn't give for 5 more minutes on the dance floor while my legs were still strong enough to carry me.
And this isn't about stopping our fight for equality.
Mine was a generation who burnt their bras.
But we were never in danger of burning out.
No. This is simply about you as a human being. There's the most important word, being. Being lost in the moment.
Being at peace with the world.
Being kinder to myself.
Being kinder to others.
Being able to let go and being proud to do so.
Believe me, if I were a young woman now, I'd spend more time being,
not doing.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? Like, because we do put so much pressure. Oh, I feel like I've mellowed the mood. Everyone's gone depressed.
Oh, no, it's dead nice.
It's amazing, though, isn't
it? I feel like I need to get them sanitary towels out of my bag and just put them on the table and be like, I'm a woman. I am a woman.
No, but it's true. There is so much pressure now on being perfect, on, like you say, that Instagram mom, whatever it is, every aspect of life, it's pressure.
Mm. It's nice to like think like, actually, do you know what? All these things, yeah, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do the other. You don't. You don't. And you don't have to be a certain way. You don't have to look a certain way. And if you want to turn up with greasy hair and a unibrow, you do it. I'm saying that because I've got greasy hair and a unibrow today.
I was looking going bored on.
Oh, we are. Here she is. Had yours done, have you? But like, who cares? Like, actually, who cares? If you're happy and you're healthy and you've got people around you that you love, and you know what, if you do have 2,000 calories that one night with your best mate, but you've sat there and you've laughed your head off.
That one night though, yeah, one night.
But as a one night.
One night.
Balance.
That's what it's balance.
Hold on a minute. I'm a lot more balanced than you. You're doing me them judging eyes. You're terrible unbalanced.
I'm more emotionally balanced than you.
Fair. I'm calorie balanced, you're emotionally balanced.
Together we balance each other out.
Have you seen the, you know, Cynthia Nixon who played Miranda in Sex and the City?
Oh, yeah.
So she's released this video this week.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen something about it.
And what is it called? It's like Be a Lady. And it's called Be a Lady, they said. So Cynthia Nixon reads like this passage or whatever it is. And she talks about like the pressures on women, but it's a poem. So she's like, be a lady, they said. And then we'll talk about like, don't do this. Don't be thin. Don't be fat. Be a size zero. Be a size double zero. Be this, be that, be the other. And she basically talks through like all the mad crazes and phases and things that like women and men go through and expectations that we latch onto by this idea, but then actually we do it to ourselves. So like be a lady, but then also be fierce and then be outspoken, but then don't have your own opinion and like things like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like on the same note as that, it's talking about like be yourself and just be, and then whatever happens, happens, and relax a little bit more. Do you know what I mean?
So what tips could we give people to start being them and stop pressuring themselves to be everything else that the world's asking them to be?
I would say let people have their own opinion on things and have yours, but just acknowledge. Because I used to find this really hard, you know, like if I thought, that's not right when someone was saying it. I used to find it really hard to just go, oh, okay, yeah. I'd be like, no, it's not.
You're opinionated.
But now I'm like, oh, well, that's okay if you think that. Do you know what I mean? Like people's ideas on things or ideals of things and like the way certain things do it, like the way certain personal trainers work or the way certain people view life or what they think is important to them and this, that and the other. And whereas I think even 12 months ago was be more like, well, no, that's wrong because this, and I believe this, and da da da. And now I'm like, okay, well, that's how they do it, and that's all right. That's not necessarily what I think is going to work for me. And it's the same with like dieting and exercise and fitting health and fitness into your life. Because someone does it one strict certain method, that might not work for you. You can pick and choose little different bits and bobs from different people's ideas to kind of make fit. You don't have to do like,
I just,
this person's
like what
or
I,
that person.
What I like to say to people is, instead of focusing on what you haven't got, focus on what you have got, and then more comes. So it's like, kind of just having a, like even like a mem, like not a memory board, what's called a vision board.
Mm.
So if you start thinking about what you've got in your life, and then have a board of what you want to bring in, not what you haven't got. Start thinking about everything in a different way. Do you know what I mean? So you get people going, oh, I'm skinned. Stop thinking about being skinned. What have you got? What's going on? Live within your means. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't compare to someone else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
And then, and I just think as well, like mindfulness app. Dude, when was the last time you stopped and you just calmed down, you concentrated on your breathing and clearing your head? When was the last time you went to yourself, do you know what? You're doing really good. Do you know what? You've done boss. Tap on yourself. Like, I say it all the time, don't I? I am enough. When it, like, you always say to yourself, I'm not good enough, or they're better than me, or that's such, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or I could be, like, even you before, when I said to you, yeah, but you're in good shape, and you went, yeah, but it could be better. Yeah. Like, I think it's instilled in us that we automatically.
But I think the more you start training yourself to do often, tell yourself good things, it starts breeding good things, do you know what I mean? So even if you have a little detox, stop going on your phone all day, just put it away, get off your phone, clear your mind.
You know, when I walk out to work now at night, because I found myself going on Instagram all the time, not even to like look at other just people's scroll. Stuff, but I was literally working all the time. Yeah. And I was getting no time with Luke at night. And then the other week he pulled me and he was like, we were sitting in bed next to each other and we did not say one word to each other. And he went, no, we're not that couple. Like, put your phone away. So now when I walk out of work, I log out of Instagram.
And were you like, if I put my phone down, you're going to pouch, you can piss off.
No, Jami's pulled in you're
like,
tight.
You're like, this phone is a modern chastity belt, babe.
I'm on, babe. I'm on again. You're on again. I'm on again.
52 times this year.
But like, you can, like, I find that now, like, logging out of Instagram, so good. Like,
see, Mike Connor's so good at doing that. He'll log out and not go in it. Well, he's not on Instagram, but his Facebook. On his Facebook, he'll log out and not go in it.
See, Facebook I only have for work. And, like, I only have, like, middle-aged women on Facebook because that's the only people that have Facebook now, isn't it? But, like, for work, it's just nice on your day off being like, well, do you know what, babe? I'm not in work. I really want to learn how to log out of WhatsApp, but I don't know if that's a thing.
I really want to delete my WhatsApp. I'm looking at it now and it's just going ding, 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 yeah.
I know, I couldn't.
And all it is photos of food, which, do you know what? This is why I'm out of control. All I get is photos of food all day.
What's the ad? Two sausage rolls and a dinky cake.
Greg's. Do you know what the best was last week? Katie, we finished our group at 6:30. We're 7:30 on a Friday night. And I had a new girl, Christine, in the group. She just added it. I was like, they're motivated, they're great. They all chat to each other, keep each other on track. They send each other all the food and what they've had to make sure they're going, oh, what's that? So Christine's first night in the group, she finishes 6:30 to 7:30, gets home. 5 to 8, Katie sends 2 sausage dinners. I was like, you haven't even finished. Have you got 25 minutes from our gym to the chip? You got a sausage dinner, got home and got it on the plate. Deliveroo. She must have deliveroo'd it as she was leaving and got it.
That's balance, Katie, love. Okay, so we've got a message from Jen Price 88. If you want to send us a message, drop us one on Instagram or Twitter at GayGail.
Gail Gay. It should be Gay Gail, but it's Gail Gay Jim.
Okay, so Jen sends a message saying, hiya both, loving the podcast, proper make me laugh on the way to work. Thanks, babe. A lot of what you discuss is in relation to fat loss and losing weight. I've worked towards this goal for quite some time, but now I want to focus on building muscle and getting stronger. I've increased my calories slightly to give me energy to lift heavier, but this makes me nervous about gaining weight. Any tips for girls wanting to gain a bit more muscle without gaining fat?
So if you're eating in a calorie surplus, you are going to gain weight. It's not just going to be muscle. But that's why they have, it goes a little bit more complicated now, isn't it? It's cycling where you do like your surplus for a bit. You put on a little bit of weight, but you do gain muscle. And then you drop to your deficit and strip the body fat with a high protein. And then your muscle will be more developed then, isn't it?
How long do you think she should be in that calorie surplus for?
So that's basically what I'd say is, increase your calories a little bit. So go on your calorie calculator, work it out, maybe go, what, 10% more. And then you need to be lifting weights, you need to be challenging your body, you need to be going into progressive overload, which means week on week, you're slightly increasing the weight to make sure your body's getting stronger, you're developing muscle. Don't neglect carbs because it's for your energy, but you need to get your protein up. And then I'd say about 8-10 weeks, then go into a calorie deficit again and strip the fat that you've put on. It's not a long-term thing. And if you are going into a surplus, you can't escape the fact that you are going to put on a little bit of fat, but it's not going to be much, and it will be coming off when you go to the surplus. It's just one of them, like we were talking about the roots last week in the plant. You've got to understand that you are following the process. You know, trust, as long as you're doing everything you need to do, it will all work out.
Aww.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that was really good though.
Oh, thanks, babe. Okay, so I've got another question here, right? And it's about how to book onto my free class at Rise that I'm sponsored to do for Dare to Be with Kate Ferdinand. So, guys, anyone who wants to get a free class at Rise with Liverpool's Instructor of the Year, Richie Swan, sponsored by Dare to Be and Kate Ferdinand, it's every Tuesday in March, 12:15 to 1 p.m. at Rise Fitness Studios. Come along, you have to download the app and book on. Thanks, guys.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Not Boys.
Hey, I'm Rachel Rood, and you might know me from the radio or from Ibiza Weekender. And despite being on a reality TV show for 2 whole summers surrounded by gorgeous tanned men in shorts, I've got an ongoing problem. I am always single, and I've been racking my brains to work out what's been going oh so wrong. Of course, there's one common denominator, boys. I keep getting messed around by them, and all I want is a real man. Now, in my new podcast, Men Not Boys, me and my best mate, Melissa Reeves, we have a couple of glasses of wine and discuss all the gory details about our past relationships. This is a straight talking, no nonsense, scouse siren chat. These are real life stories which actually happened to us, and we are very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times, so if you're easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, this may not be the podcast for you.
Men Not Boys from Sound Rebel. Subscribe now so you never miss an episode.